How do we get constant cleansing? We have to remain in Christ. And that is talking about, the word fellowship is talking about a type of relationship that you must have. It's, for Jesus Christ, it's not just go and come now and again. It's a way of life. The last passage I want us to just look at, and that will be the last passage, even though there's so much more to say on the subject. But let us make this passage in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, be the last passage. Let us hear the passage, 2 Kings, chapter 20. Let us hear from verse 1.
In those days, was Hezekiah sick unto death? And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him.
We're down to the end of the lesson. Hezekiah crisis came. Remember, I pointed out that none of us here, no man or woman knows when and how his or her crises will come, what shape it will take, what form it will take. None of us know when our tragedy, our distress, our storm, our hurricane, our tsunami, our earthquake. What do you mean, earthquake? Yes, there are life experience that comes our way that sometimes is likened to earthquake, is likened to hurricane, is likened to tsunami. They come in our lives. None of us know how and when, what shape they will take. Hezekiah's own took the shape of serious warning. In fact, it's not a warning. It's a death sentence from God. In those days, was Hezekiah sick? You have it, brother. Nigh unto death. 2 Kings chapter 20, you were reading from verse 1. Let us hear it.
In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came unto him.
The prophet Isaiah, that is God sent the prophet to deliver. Hezekiah was a king. But death is no respecter of person.
And said unto
him. Wait, brother. Did you know that death is not even respecter of good health?
That's right.
Did you know that death is not a respecter of youth?
That's right.
What do you mean, Brother Mitchell? Young people die.
That's right.
People in good health die. We need to get these things. So God sent the prophet to Hezekiah to deliver a message. Read.
And Amoz came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord.
This is what God says.
Set thine house in order.
That doesn't mean to move the furniture from one corner to the other. You know? Where you say, well, you know, probably if I fix the furniture this way, the place will look better. That's not the setting order house that God is talking about.
That's right.
Read, brother.
For thou shalt die.
You are going to die. And the house I'm talking about is your life.
That's right.
God says, set it in order. Fix up your life. Read, brother.
And not live.
You will die. You're not going to live. Now, when the Almighty God deliver a message like that, there is no person you can run to for help.
That's right.
Read.
Then he turned his face to the wall.
He turned his face to the wall.
And prayed unto the Lord.
He prayed unto the Lord.
saying,
I want you to watch the man's prayer. Very important saying,
I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. And I've done that which is
good. You listen to the man prayer? Start again. Somebody was thinking of their rice and peas back home. Start again, brother.
I beseech thee, O Lord.
I beg your God.
Remember now how I have walked before thee in truth.
Remember how I walk before you in truth. Wait now. His prayer is not saying, God, I will start walking with you now because I'm afraid of death.
That's right.
You see, that's many of us think we can't work trick on God. This man was walking with God. Read on.
And with a perfect heart. And I've done that which is good in thy sight.
I have done that which is good in your sight. Read on.
And Hezekiah wept sore.
And he cried, Iman Baal. Because like we, the man loved life. Read on.
And it came to pass. Before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court.
Isaiah left the palace.
That the word of the Lord came to him.
The word of God came to the prophet Isaiah.
Saying,
go back and give him another message.
Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer.
I have heard your prayer.
I have seen thy tears.
I have seen your tears.
Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord.
I will heal you. On the third day, go up where?
Unto the house of the Lord.
You see, brother, you can't leave out the church, you know.
Amen.
That's right. You can't leave out the house of God. But what you need to notice is that the man prior was talking about his relationship with God.
Amen.
You must not overlook that. In all the words he expressed in that prayer, it was not about a relationship that is going to start.
That's right.
Because he was straight with death. But a relationship which he has had. Make a friend before you need a friend. Hezekiah had that friendship, that relationship, that fellowship with God. And that is the only thing he had to rely on and to go to God with. I'm saying to you today, you can start a relationship with God through Jesus Christ today. For one thing, let's assume that the rest of your life, everything goes smoothly. You still need Jesus Christ. Because that things in this life are going smoothly, that does not take care of your sin. Your sin needs to be dealt with, and it is dealt with only through obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the author of eternal salvation to everyone that obey him. So you need Christ today, and you can accept Christ today. You can begin to build a relationship with God. All the passages that we have read, they are passages indicating that you need to have something with God before crises come. And they will come. But don't wait until they come. You treat God like we treat our spare tire. We forget the spare tire is there until we get a puncture. Don't treat God like that. Before you need a friend, make a friend. Jesus Christ is available now to be your friend, but you know what? That friendship must be formed on Christ's condition. It must be formed through faith, repentance from sin, confession of Christ's name, getting baptized for the removal of your sin, with a resolution to living obedient life for the rest of your life. Jesus Christ has left his church here. That is, he has left us to help guide you. If you'd like to become a Christian, you can step forward. We are going to sing a song now. The song is sung to the glory and honor of God's name, but it's a good time for you to respond, to walk forward, to give your life to Christ. Begin your relationship with Christ now. Don't wait until you are on the sick bed. Don't wait until tragedy strikes. Now, today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Let us stand.